America's fun oldies station, Herb Day Radio, presents An Acoustical Christmas with Stacy Todd, Duke of the Vandells. It was recorded December 7th, 2019 at the Hillsboro Orpheum before a live studio audience. An Acoustical Christmas with Stacy Todd is sponsored in part by Fairway Independent Mortgage, Sarah the Mortgage Pro in Hillsboro, Mama's West Main Street Diner in Hillsboro, and by McPherson's Auto Detailing in Allensbury. Now get set to enjoy An Acoustical Christmas with Stacy Todd, Duke of the Vandells, on America's fun oldie station, Herb Day Radio. This all started, I'm going to blame two people that are not me. One is Stacy Todd. By the way, give Stacy Todd a big hand if you would, please.
Thank you.
Stacy is known as the Duke with the Vandells, the premier 50-60s review group in America for years and years and years. He's been with them since 1974, and we're going to talk more about his career with the Vandells. We did a Vandells Music Weekend on Herb Day Radio. It's been about a month ago, and we had such a resounding response to it. We had listeners in Leipzig, Germany.
Yes.
Hobie, Sweden, all over the world, as well as from sea to shining sea here in North America. And so Stacy and I were talking. Actually, he emailed me and said, yeah, what would you think of doing an acoustical Christmas concert in the studio? And I'm going, man, what a great idea. That's super. So I took that idea and shared it with my partner back here, my wife, Patty, and she said, wait a minute, I got a better idea. Now, I'm used to that. She's always got a better idea. And she said, why don't we open this up to, by private invitation only, to close friends and advertisers who have believed in Herb Day Radio since we went on the air back in July. And I'm going, yeah, that's a good idea. Let's do that. So I got on the phone right then and contacted Dale Martin, which, by the way, I want to acknowledge Dale because, man, he put all this, he's been working for several years to remodel this building, and he so graciously agreed to let us have this here. And let's give Dale a great big hand, would you please? He is a scholar and a pro, and I tell you, I value not only our business relationship, but our friendship, and he's just done a wonderful job. But we got a hold of Dale and shared the idea, and he was in instantly. And I appreciate that so very much. But so anyway, that's how it came about. Are you glad you're here? I'm glad you're here. Ladies and gentlemen, make welcome Stacy Todd.
Thank you. Thanks, Herb. It's good to be here.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, and the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Oh, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, All the way home I'll be warm. Well, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
All right. Good job. Stacy, you've been with the Vandals since 1974.
Yes, sir.
Tell me how that came about.
Well, it was kind of an accident. I was working at a high school in Delta, Ohio as a custodian. And a friend of mine was in the group, and they were looking for people. The group had gone on the road for 10 days down in Florida. And they stayed longer than 10 days. It's been on the road ever since. And some of the members didn't like traveling. They were traveling with their wives, and they wanted to go back to Toledo. And the rest of the guys wanted to stay on the road. Excuse me. And Doug Manley, who was Spider in the group, gave me a call and said, do you want to give it a shot? And I said, yeah, I'll go ahead and do it. And the rest is history. I've been here now for, I'm in my 76th year. Or 76. 76. 46th year. Wishful thinking.
I didn't say it was bright. I just said it was pretty.
I didn't do well in math.
There is a story I wish we could tell, but I don't want you to tell it.
Okay.
I had edited it the last time we told, but it was pretty good. How many of you are familiar with the Vandals? Yeah. 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 What a group. What a terrific group. It really is. And you have followers all over the world.
Yeah, all over the world. Yeah, we've got some a lot of fans over in Germany now, because we actually got to go to Germany for a tour. Well, I guess it's been 3 years ago now.
Yeah.
And we got some good friends over there as well.
How did that happen?
Actually, through my son. My oldest son is traveling with Aaron Goodwin. He's a country artist up in Canada. And in fact, he just had the number one song last summer.
Yeah, he's quite good, too.
Yeah, he's a drummer. And this guy by the name of Stocky liked what my son did. He was with Jace Everett, though, at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And Jace Everett wrote the theme song to True Blood, Bad Things. And he was traveling with the Jace Everett trio, and this guy met Casey. And he wanted to send Casey some stuff, and he didn't have Casey's address, so he emailed me, and I told him, I said, I can't give you his address. If you want to send the stuff to me, I'll forward it to him, because I didn't want to give out my son's address to anybody. And then we just got a relationship going. He came to the States the next year and met with me. We formed a relationship, and then he said, well, let's bring the Vandals to Germany.
What's that like? I mean, you're going to a foreign country, foreign soil, different language. How do you communicate? How do you bridge that gap?
It's amazing. Over in Germany, a lot of people do speak English.
Really?
Yes, so it really wasn't hard to communicate. And our benefactor, he took care of us. He made sure that that we were okay. We got there, and he had stocked two apartments for us, three-bedroom apartments, with everything we needed. He had all the liquid refreshment we wanted, but he also had all the food we wanted. He had eggs, he had bread, he had sausage. It was amazing. He just took care of us, but he would take us around, but we really didn't have a communication barrier there.
Man, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. We'll talk more, but how about another song? What do you think? Huh? Yeah.
Little girls and little boys dream of a world full of toys. This time of the year, when Christmas is near, evergreens are snowy white, sleigh bells ring through the night. This time of the year, when Christmas is near, and somewhere near a steeple, people kneel and pray. Choirs sing carols of Christmas Day. Santa Claus on his way, loads of joy on his sleigh. This time of the year, when Christmas is near, somewhere near a steeple, people kneel and pray. Choirs sing carols of Christmas Day. Santa Claus on his way, loads of joy on his sleigh. This time of the year, when Christmas is near, hear the sleigh bells, hear the sleigh bells, hear the sleigh bells ring.
All right. That's a pretty song. I like that. We'll be back with more after this. You're listening to An Acoustical Christmas with Stacy Todd, Duke of the Vandals, on America's Fun Oldie Station, Herb Day Radio.
The station that brings you summer all year long.
I love Herb Day Radio!
Where we play favorites.
Stacy, what were Christmases like growing up for you?
They were so long ago, I don't remember. They were great. It was a good time. I can always remember waiting to see Santa Claus come walking up, because he would park his reindeer somewhere in the field behind us.
Oh, really?
And he would always come around up to the front door, and you'd hear his bells as he would be walking up.
Yeah.
And you could hear him coming up the steps. You'd hear that little jingle, and then he'd walk in, and that big old smile. All my life, I had the same Santa Claus, so he was Santa Claus too.
And
he would come in, of course he'd have his sack and he'd have presents in it, and he would reach in and he'd give us one, but then he'd always have gum and pennies. He'd have brand new pennies, and he'd look at you and he'd go like this with his thumb, and he'd push a penny out at you, and that would be gone. The next thing, another one appeared just right afterwards, and then another. He was just so smooth with the way he did it.
Oh my.
But what was really special to me, I mean, growing up it was great, and we always family around. I came from a big family. My mom played piano. We would get around the piano and sing songs. But something special years later, when I had my children, the same Santa Claus was still there. And I got to, up until he was 3 years old, they got to see the same Santa Claus I had. So it was really great. And I do believe in Santa Claus.
Yeah, I do too.
Yes.
We all believe in Santa Claus. You got another one for us?
I could probably find something.
Well, see if you can find something.
Pretty papers, pretty ribbons of blue. Wrap your presents to your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write I love you. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Crowded street, busy feet hustle by him. Downtown shoppers, Christmas is nigh. And he sits all alone on the sidewalk, hoping that you won't pass him by. Should you stop? Better not. Much too busy. Better hurry. My, how time does fly. In the distance is the ringing of laughter. And in the midst of the laughter, he cries, pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Wrap your presents to your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write, I love you. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Oh, pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue.
Stacy Duke Todd, give him a hand.
Thank you.
What a great song that is. Willie Nelson wrote it, had a hit on it. Roy Orbison, though, at Christmas time, that seems to be the one that always floats to the surface.
Yeah, we did record that on our Christmas CD, and Mark sang it.
Oh, is that right?
So, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I was so mad.
Well, you did admirable, too, there, young man.
Well, thank you.
You did very well. What's your favorite Christmas song, if you had to pick one?
I don't know that we recorded one several years ago called Someday at Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Stevie Wonder wrote it. And we brought it into the studio and listened to it. And it just something about it hit. And the three singers we had at the time, each one took a verse on it.
Uh-huh.
And it just, we just changed up our version a little bit. Right. And so I really liked that one.
Someday at Christmas, men won't be boys playing with bombs like kids play with toys. One warm December, our hearts will see a world where men are free. Someday at Christmas, there'll be no wars when we have learned what Christmas is for. When we have found what life's really worth, then there'll be peace on earth. Someday all our dreams will come to be. Someday in a world where men are free. Maybe not in time for you and me, but someday at Christmas time. Someday at Christmas,
something like that when you do like a three-part, you know, each of you take a verse. Is that the only verse you learn?
Pretty much.
Is it?
Yes. Yeah, it's weird because you were saying that we've done just about every oldie song out there,
yeah.
Which we've pretty close to done that, but I only know the words to the ones I sang. I know the backgrounds on the others. I can sing the backgrounds all day long on the others, but
and that gives like
put me
what?
On the spot and say, you know, do this song, I can get close, but I won't know all the words.
Well, this one that you were talking about, do you do it?
Someday at Christmas?
Yeah.
I don't do that.
You don't do that.
I don't do that right
no
now.
No is the end. Is
no,
the
no.
word that you're looking for. Yeah.
Because I know the three lines that I sing. So.
Do you know your lines?
Just mine.
Oh,
I'm not
my.
One of those actors that you know that can learn everybody else's part.
I understand. Well, while you're selecting your next song, I want to point out. I want to thank. Bob and all the gang at Blossoms and Buds because they provided us with the poinsettias on the stage. So big hand. They're good people. They are. I don't care, even with Bob being there, they're good people. They are. I appreciate it. And I want to acknowledge, again, the Baconettes from Mama's West Main Street Diner. They're here. You're not going to sport your bacon today.
Yeah, but I know what you're talking about because I only
live
my part in the bacon song.
Thank you. We're kindred spirits.
Just learn what you're talking about.
That's right. You know, and nail it. Nail that part. You know,
yeah.
You know all of it. There's always one of those.
Now, I ever have to perform alone.
Yeah, well.
We have also our friends, our neighbors, our contingency from Southside Praise and Worship Center. They're here with us today, and I want to thank you for being here. Let's give them a big hand. And that's my musical group there.
Okay.
Yeah. From
why aren't you up here? Singing.
Well, they're going to do a doo-wop. That's going to be a follow-up afterwards.
Okay.
You know.
All right.
But they don't want to upstage anybody. So
I would take the pressure off me. Believe me, I wouldn't mind it at all.
Sandy and Jeff are doing the slash across the throat right there. So, okay, well, we'll give you a little more time to work on that. What else do you have for us, Stacy?
Okay. You know, I'm going to mess myself up by doing this one. But I got to tell you a story about it. I have been working on this song for 4 years. I love this song. It's really a fun song to do. I just like it. And just trying to get the words and plan it in my head. And I was telling him a story about it earlier when I started to do it. I've got a little recording system at home that the kids got for me. And they want me to stay in the business, so they keep buying me little toys to stay fresh with. And I was playing this song, and I was had it down the way I wanted to play it, and I hit record and couldn't hit the first note. Turned it off. I practiced it again. I had a perfect hit record. Couldn't hit the first note. Couldn't hit the second note. I couldn't even find it. So hopefully, since I screwed up earlier, maybe that'll be my one and only. Because it's always good to mess up right off the bat. Takes the edge off, and then you can go ahead and do it. So hopefully I can get through this because it's a really pretty song. Your baby boy one day walk on water. Mary, did you know that your baby boy save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? And this child that you've delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm the sea with his hand? Did you know
that your baby boy has walked where angels trod. And then see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again, the lame will leap, the dumb will speak, praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? And the sleeping child you're holding is the great I am.
Thank you.
Wow. Great tune.
Thank you.
Mark Lowry.
Yes.
The words from Mark. Buddy Green puts music to it.
That's classic.
For this, what a great song that is. Give him a hand on that. That's
thank you.